When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Hour number five. Couple of things we'll resolve and get connected in. Again, 402-464-5685. So a couple of things, and I'll repeat this because I mean what I say. I mean what I say. When I tell you that dealing with rumors and innuendo, no. I'm not doing it in this space. I'm not doing it.
But what do you? What do people expect you to do anyway?
Who cares? No. Well, we get texts, and the texts want. Well, can you? No, I'm not going to go down that path because I don't have to. I don't have to. So, once again, from Trev Alberts, I'll read what Trev says, and then you guys can feel how you feel about it and deal with it, whatever you want to deal with it. But. From Trev Alberts, I'm aware of recent public speculation regarding our men's basketball program. Our compliance staff has been in communication with the NCAA today and was told there are no active or pending investigations into our men's basketball program. Coach Hoiberg and I have talked, and he has assured me his program is compliant with NCAA rules. That is from Trev Alberts, Director of Athletics. Simple. Simple. And I will say this. As you casually throw around rumor and that nonsense, remember that you're talking about people, and in some of these cases, you're talking about Huskers. Stop doing that. Stop poisoning the water. Stop muddying things up. That's not who we – look, I know that people want to use sports as a way to connect, but I'm not going to do the speculation thing. That's why I don't even like speculating on the future of games. That's why I don't do picks on the weekends. You know why? Because it's just it's nonsense. Nobody knows. And whatever the truth is, whatever happens, I can base my feelings or my narratives on things, statements that are actually made. Statements that are actually made by people who know what they're talking about. Not some random internet troll, not somebody that has an agenda, not somebody that has a narrative that they want to speak to. Why would you allow somebody to provide rumor about your family and your friends? Why would you do that? So then why would you engage in that? Grow up. That's not what this is for. I repeat what I said last week. This station, and this in particular this show, is for us to sit here and to have a meeting place, to have conversations. We laugh, we joke, we kid, we poke fun. But when we get down to the facts of the game, that's what we're talking about. That's why Jay's in here telling you stories about what he knows and what he's experienced. Jay doesn't have to speculate. He's got some point of knowledge. So why would you not take that? And then when Trev makes the statement, why would you not listen to the statement? Again, this space, that's not what this space is for. Look, there are other spaces for you to go and deal with that sort of nonsense. That's just not my space. That's just not me. And Jay, I think I can speak for you and say, not necessary.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, you talked about when people, well, I guess the question that they asked about, like, you know, where we're at and, if we weren't on the radio, would I pay attention? I don't even pay attention. I'm on the radio, so I don't really know or even really care. I just figure, like, they're grown. Look, everybody's grown. The grown people that get paid to make these decisions are deal with that stuff, let them deal with it, and once something happens, or in this case it's not going to happen, then just move on.
I will read this text because it was sent to me in truth. So the text says, then why do you have to make a statement? Because people are coming to your house and peeing in your pool, and you can't allow it. You cannot allow it. You have to address it and stop it. The grown man has told you there's no issue. Now, I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm going to read a text. Actually, I'll share it with it. I'll ask the person whether I can share the text before I do.
Yeah, but I'll say,
I'll say this. Stop feeding rumors. I'll ask you this question.
Damn.
Those pretzels, right? I keep telling you. Yeah, Jay went in again, and he went in number three. He went in number three. You didn't see Jake Sorensen in the hallway chugging water as he said it was no big deal.
No, I didn't see him.
Oh, he was behind you chugging. Water.
That's why he left so quick.
Right. So this is, and again, I'm simple with this. For everybody that texts and wants to know about the rumors, let me ask you this. Let me ask you. If those rumors were about you, should I have to address them? No. Would you want me to address them? No. So why would I address these? Stop it. Stop it. We're better than that. We'll go through with all the stuff because I wanted to do it. Yeah, all y'all's daddy, we got you for the flowers, man. Those are yours. I know you are a good heart, and you will do something great with them. So that's amazing. That is amazing. And then Gene said, yeah, he is going to stop by. He grabbed some pretzels. He don't know what he's walking into. Those are legit.
Yeah, he can have them.
Those are legit.
Go ahead, Mean Gene.
Those are the you know. So the question was from Greg: if you weren't in your particular occupation that required you to stay abreast of situations, would you be as tuned in to social media, or do you consider it just an occupational hazard that you have to filter through all the garbage to get all the garbage out there to pick up any leads or stories and potential stories? So, Jay, for you, what is your response to that?
I'm not engaged regardless, so I don't pay it any mind, you know what I'm saying? So I don't even think it's an occupational hazard because I don't come in here with a gender. I don't want to be the first one to break the news. You know, you might get something sent to you, read it, and be like, oh, yeah. You know, I try to look at it from both sides, like, oh, how true could this be? You know what I mean? Or is it exaggerated, or who would it come from? If somebody doesn't put, like, their name on it, or, you know, I don't give it any credibility.
Yep.
So I don't really, to answer your question, I don't get really engaged in it or not, you know.
Well, there are generations, and the text on just said it, you don't need a Twitter to follow the team.
Yeah.
Right? So the reality is there are people who have agenda. There are people that use Twitter to do something productive and good. There are people that it should be used, especially by professionals. Now, here's the thing. Right. This is a federally licensed news station. So we are here to provide actual information.
Right.
So I'm not here to feed that nonsense because that's not what I'm here for. Now, listen, as a fan, you can jump on Twitter and believe whatever you want. You right. can jump on Twitter. You have zero accountability in this thing. I have a professional responsibility in what I say and what I use as a source for news, right? I can't just put any story on this station. You know why? Because the FCC says you can't. I'm a professional. It's my job. You as a fan can put all this stuff out there. What I would say is don't be better than that. That's all I'm saying. I had a very finite social media presence before I started doing radio here because it wasn't necessary. The space that I was in, I didn't need Twitter to reach people.
Right.
Like most of the stuff on Twitter for me were people that I would block because I just didn't want the nonsense. So for me, yeah, there's parts of information, at least from reliable sources, that I could reach out to and say, hey, what's going on with that? If you can't do that, then it's not reliable. And that's my place in this thing.
Yeah.
That's my place in this thing. That this microphone is a responsibility, and I can't go through the whole Twitter thing and go through the stuff in order. So, yeah, in a perfect world, you could shut down social media, but I'm a people person, so I don't mind engaging. But I'm not going to engage the nonsense. And I think that's a fair way to go through it. That's just me. Yeah, we know Gene, man. Gene's all about number three. Yeah, it's different work, Gene. I'm just pointing it out, man. It's different work where we went through. Right? Simple business, right? So I've addressed it, and we'll move through. All day? Yeah. That's good. Yeah, Gene's in here. He's in the back going through it. He's going through the
presses. Yeah, I see him.
It's good work, man. That is good work. All right, so your response to last night. Now where does the NFC stand? Because we get to see – you got to see the Rams.
Yeah, it looked like Green Bay is Green Bay and Tampa. They're on a collision course.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, whoever can, you know, finish out strong and get the home field advantage. But the Rams and the Cardinals are no joke. The NFC is strong. You get caught slipping. These teams and, you know, the top four or five teams can go on the road and beat you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody's playing good football. You know, even though Arizona lost or, you know, they lost last night, they still are a good football team. They got to get healthy at quarterback. I mean, completely healthy. To where he can be effective, you know, for week, not just one game, but games in the rest of the season. And then offensively, you know, depending on the health of Kyler Murray, maybe, you know, change some things or adapt some things. I don't want to say change some things because I think one of the great things that came out of the game last night for them is both DeAndre Hopkins and Green got off. So, you know, Hopkins is a given. You're waiting for A.J. Green to have that game. So now you got both of them going. That's going to open up a lot of things offensively for them. You got Kirk. You know, obviously you got Rondell Moore. Then you got Connor as a running back, and they got some other guys. And the offensive line is better than what they played, you know, last night. I mean, when you got, you know, Aaron Donald and Von Miller and Floyd, you know, I mean, that's – you know, those guys are – somebody's getting a one-on-one or two guys are getting one-on-one, so it's going to be, you know, their hard group to block. So, you know, they got to regroup and adjust some things until Kyler Murray is, you know, completely healthy or healthier, let's say. But they've been pretty consistent all year. And so, it's a downer for them to lose that game, you know, Monday night. You know, you showcase yourself throughout the whole league. But they shouldn't have any confidence loss. But, you know, Green Bay's looking pretty good. The defense is playing good. Aaron Rodgers is starting to – and that offense is starting to, you know, catch fire. You know, I think they put in some new wrinkles, you know, to, you know, create some space for some of their complementary pieces or other receivers. And then Tampa's kind of been steady Eddie. Haven't looked perfect, but have been playing good enough and well enough, especially on offense, to be consistent and to win. And the defense came out with some timely plays. And the defensive back, let's say the second and third level, is starting to play better and get healthier. that could be trouble for the NFC, because with the pass rush that they have, with Shaq Barrett and JPP, and then obviously you got Sue coming up the middle, you know, that's probably just secondary to the Rams, you know, as far as guys being able to bring the heat off the edge and have a, you know, a guy up the middle bringing it. You know, and if they get healthy in the back end, and you throw Richard Sherman in there, that's a wily veteran and knows how to make plays and knows how to play and prepare for big games, Winfield and Davis and all those guys. And then, you know, Tom Brady, and they're starting to get – they are healthier now on offense when you got Gronk, Evans, you know, Goodwin, and then Lenny Fournette is running that ball like he was the five-star recruit, number one recruit.
What's going on with Antonio Brown? Is he
– Well, he's suspended. It'll be interesting to see if they keep him on the team when he comes back. Perriman, it was good for them. He was a, you know, a pickup, won the game last week, fortunately for them and unfortunately for Buffalo. But Antonio Brown brings another dynamic to him. If they could just kind of keep him out of his own way throughout the playoffs, I mean, your third receiver is a number one legit Hall of Fame receiver and still playing like it. And he was playing like it up until he – you know, got caught with the fake COVID card. you just can't make this up, the stuff that he does.
It's just pretty exceptional.
It just does. I mean, he just wakes up like, how can I just be dumb today? Like, I did, like, he, I
like
just
the
wanted,
video, the video of him.
With his foot?
Yeah. And I just went, why?
Yeah. Like, where was your agent telling, or your PR people? I mean, he went a whole year last year getting it together on the up and up. And didn't even have to get the COVID vaccine. And he lied about a COVID card.
It was fake.
He down at the you know, the convenience store. Hey, can I get one of those for $20? That's like, stupid.
He sent people out. Like, he sent people out to do that.
Yeah, it's not very smart. And you know, we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be extremely competitive playoffs. I think it's going to be exciting football, especially in the NFC. And then I think the AFC, everybody needs to be on red alert because those Chiefs are coming. The AFC is in trouble, and it's not solely based on the Chiefs' offense. It's because their defense has been starting to catch a good rhythm and playing well and playing physical. You can't run on them like you used to be able to do it, and they're making plays on the back end as well.
So in my head, Chiefs, Patriots /Bills, Chargers. Are those the four?
I wouldn't even put the Bills up there. It's the Chiefs, Patriots,
Chargers.
Distant.
Chargers
did distance. Or distant.
Well, I mean, but don't you kind of think like the matchup will have something
to do? Yeah, the matchup.
That was round of four.
Yeah, it's all about the matchup. But I think the Patriots, because they're coached so well, they're portable. They're going to kind of make you play the way that they're going to allow you to play your way just to a certain extent, you know. And then the Chiefs are so good offensively, or potentially offensively. It doesn't matter what you do, especially if that defense is playing.
I think that's going to be interesting enough, because if it's that four, then the other two wild cards will be interesting. I mean, right now the Broncos and Colts and Browns and somebody from the North will get in.
Well, if King Henry comes back, you talking about striking the fear in people.
That's the lean, because nobody wants to face him.
No, and he's going to he gonna have them fresh legs,
oh,
too.
Oh, man, he's going
to
be.
And he's going to be mad, too, because he was about to, you know, set the league record again, so.
Who comes from the North? I mean, it's a traffic jam.
I think Cleveland.
So they're a game behind Baltimore.
But I think that it's hard to say. I think Cleveland's trending the right way because of Baker Mayfield.
Mm.
And he usually only plays like when he's got, you know, his back's against the wall. He plays good like 2 weeks, and then he goes back and has like – he goes like 14 for 31.
Yeah, right.
160 yards, one pick, one touchdown, three picks.
Right.
But then you would say, okay, maybe Baltimore because experienced coaching staff. But they haven't looked that good. I think offensively they start to kind of – were coming out of their shell, but Lamar's hurt. So I'll pull that back. I would probably go with Baltimore.
Just from points scored, Buffalo is the team leading of the East based on points points scored. They're 13 points plus over Patriots. In the North, it's the Bengals with 354 points.
Yeah.
Ravens with 304. Everybody else at least 20 behind that. In the South, it's the Colts, 371 points. They're scoring more points than anybody in the AFC.
Yeah.
Colts are leading.
And like, they're physical, too.
Yeah, yeah. So that, and then in the West, both the Chiefs and the Chargers have 351 points. So I think it's a statement. Then you look at defense, you know, what saved the day for the Pats, 200 points against.
Yeah.
And it's a big, big lead. In the North, the Ravens and Browns are within 5 points of each other. In the South, it's the Titans at no, it's the Colts at 283 and the Titans at 290. And then in the West, it's the Broncos at 228 and then the Chiefs at 268.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, it's a log jam, and it'll be interesting to see how – look, this is – you're coming down the home stretch here, so it's going to be really interesting to see who really takes the, you know, hold of the division, you know, and the league. And, you know, the team that usually does well in the playoffs is a team that ends, you know, playing pretty hot, playing consistently too.
I'm struck by that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are leading the entire NFL in points scored.
Just quietly.
Yeah, quiet as kept. 410 points.
Just quietly, just doing their
410 points. That's 106 points more than the second closest team in their division. Right? That's mind-blowing. Cowboys, 380 points. Second closest, the Eagles at 337.
Who holds the Cowboys back more? Dak Prescott or the inability of the offense to be consistent / run game, or Mike McCarthy?
I think it's McCarthy.
Yeah. And
Were Dak's problems before McCarthy.
But I think it's McCarthy / Jerry Jones. And here's why I think it is. It's Mike McCarthy. Bad clock management, bad coaching.
Silliness.
I mean, just does weirdo type of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. you know, because I know he was in his basement for a while, you know, having, you know, kind of like simulation season,
yeah.
you know, with different coaches.
Yeah.
You know, he had Nolan in there as a defensive coordinator.
He really tried that.
But also, I think with Jerry Jones, when you have Kellen Moore as your offensive coordinator, even though he's the head coaching waiting, the next guy, right? But he's still.
But why is
hold
that?
On. I don't know why, but he's like auditioning. Because if you look at the way he's play calling, he's just caring about.
Watch this.
So then I can go to whatever team and say, well, you know, we threw for this many yards, this, and this. Whereas you should be trying to coach and call plays to win the game, because the more you win, you're going to get it anyways. Everybody knows you're supposed to be this new offensive guru or mind. So you're going to have head coaching opportunities. But why not be the offensive coordinator of a team that, you know, played pretty consistently offense? Because even whether you have Pollard or Elliott, you still don't run the ball enough.
Right. Right.
And even Dallas Cowboys backup offensive linemen are still really good. When you could put Connor Williams on the bench because he's had a few offside penalties, go figure, and put another guy in there, and Connor Williams, I think, made the Pro Bowl last year, you have depth there, so you can run the ball forward.
Second most points in the league.
Right.
Like, it's across the board. Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. We'll toward the break. We'll jump firmly into the women's volleyball Final Four. Jalen Reyes from Huskers Volleyball will call us. We'll talk to him next on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.